Well, it's about 8:10 in the morning, and the Athlete of the Week program being brought to you by the Lunaway Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it's my pleasure to introduce to you our Athlete of the Week from Addison High School. We have on the other end of our line Spencer Brown. Good morning, Spencer, and welcome inside the cave.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, you had quite an opening to your season. We understand that first three games of the season, I think you hit on 87 points. You got a game winner in one of those contests, and your team are now currently 3-1. Tell us about your season so far.
Yeah, 3-1. We've been a pretty good offense. We've had pretty good offense. Our defense has been a little slow, but you know, if we're putting points on the board, it's given us a chance every game.
Spencer, your team is 3-1 so far this season. You talked about your offense performing well. What have been some other positives from your squad so far this year?
Everybody contributes something, whether it's scoring the ball, rebounding, or passing. You know, and we have some really good defenders on our team. And, you know, everybody's got their own thing that they're good at, and everybody knows their role.
Well, looking at your schedule, only loss you had this season was a close one to Litchfield. Sound like that was a nip-and-tuck game right down to the wire.
Yeah. We came in there probably a little too overconfident. And, you know, we were down by near 20 at halftime, and we had to crawl ourselves back, and just wasn't enough.
Of course, you're a member of the Cascades Conference, and who was the team to beat in the Cascades this coming year?
There's a lot of pretty good teams this year, honestly. I'd probably say main two that I know of. You know, I'm not trying to snub anybody, but two teams that I know are probably going to be pretty good are Michigan Center and Napoleon.
What do you think Michigan Center and Napoleon usually bring to the table that makes it a challenging game?
Napoleon, usually they're pretty good shooters, and they usually have pretty solid defense. And Michigan Center, they always have really good athletes, and they're usually pretty fast and pretty athletic.
Well, getting off to a pretty fast start here, 3-1. I know you guys, that's your end goal, I guess, is to win the Cascades Conference. And do you think that's a doable goal?
Yeah, I think anything's possible. I mean, we just got to, you know, play with each other, know each other's skills, you know, step it up on defense a little more.
Talk about some of the other players that you're in the starting lineup with that really contribute to the team.
Yeah, so we'll start with, you know, my friend Drew Spinks. He's a really good three-point shooter, and he's a pretty good on-ball defender. We got Gunnar DeMuse. He's a big body in the post, you know, have 10, 12, 13 points a game, just strictly on, you know, he'll get rebounds, put it right back up. And then we got Jackson Sword. He's a good three-point shooter as well, and he's our best defender, and it's not really close. And then last one we have for starting lineup is Josh Ray, who was a sophomore last year, and he's, you know, just starting varsity this year, and he's a very good defender as well. But he specializes in three-point shooting for sure.
What do you think has led to some of your individual success this year, Spencer? Been putting up a lot of points and made some big plays at pivotal points in games. What did you do this offseason to kind of prepare for this season?
Just, you know, never putting down a basketball. You know, past years I've had track and I've had football, and, you know, you still shoot here and there, but you're focusing on your, you know, other sports. And this year I was focusing on my other sports, but, you know, before, I was still shooting a basketball.
How do you think that has helped translate to success this year in terms of focusing on your game more?
I think I got more serious for sure. And, you know, all the work that was put in, just, you know, using different things that I see, picking up on different moves and using them in a game.
You mentioned you play other sports. Can you tell us all the other sports that you do play?
Yeah, I do football and track.
Okay,
and,
so
So
the football team obviously did very, very well this year.
Yeah. Yep. We 9-1, I believe, and you know, tough loss in the playoffs.
So what sport do you like the best?
Basketball, for sure.
Basketball, okay. Now, are you a senior this year?
I am.
Do you have any aspirations on going to the next level?
I do.
And have you picked out a school yet, or?
I'm still waiting. Still waiting on it. Haven't decided.
How do you think playing football and track helps translate into improving your basketball game?
Oh, it helps a ton. I mean, you know, coming in as, you know, I was coming into my junior year, I was 155 pounds, 6'2". I was not, you know, a big body. I was weak. And then, you know, my football coach basically told me if I wanted to play junior year, I was going to have to gain weight. So I gained 20 pounds. I was 175, 180 almost. And that's for sure helped. Like, I mean, basketball, you know, if I got touched even, I was going to mess up. But now it's like I'm 180. Somebody bumps me, I'm still, you know, strong enough to hold my balance and still make a shot.
Spencer, how would you describe your game on the court? How do you like to play out there?
I like to be aggressive towards the hoop, but, you know, if I'm open on the three-point line, I'll shoot it for sure. And, you know, if people crash down, I'll make a pass to the corner to one of my teammates, and they'll knock the three down.
As a senior on this team, I imagine that you are called upon as a leader. What are some things you do to try and be a leader on and off the court and help mentor maybe some of the younger guys on this team?
You got to focus. You know, a lot of times you start to lose focus, especially when you're winning games. You know, you're like, man, nobody can beat us. We're winning games. But you got to remind them, like, hey, like, everybody, you know, everybody's got a shot every game, no matter who it is. I mean, that's what happened at Litchfield. You know, we thought for sure we were going to win that game, and things didn't go our way. So I have to get them focused and stay on top of everything.
Well, Spencer, you've got a game coming up this week, I believe tomorrow night. You take on Brooklyn Columbia Central at home. Is this a team that you guys can take care of?
I hope so. It'll be a tough match for sure. They're pretty good. They got a couple pretty good players on their team, but I think if we do, you know, what our game plan is, we could take care of it.
One other question I have for you, talk about your coach. How has your coach led you to the player that you are now?
Oh, he's been great. I mean, he's been nothing but supportive since my freshman year. You know, he brought me up, and, you know, he had full confidence in me freshman year. Anything I took a bad shot or whatever, it was get back on defense, next play. You know, super confident in me and supportive for sure.
Well, we want to congratulate you on being our Athlete of the Week, presented by Lenawee Intermediate School District. We do have a certificate for you here, Spencer, in studio, but we'll send that out to the school, and you'll be getting that, I'm sure, sometime next week. But we want to thank you for being with us on the phone this morning, and again, congratulations on being our Athlete of the Week.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, that is Spencer Brown from Addison High School, our Lenawee Intermediate School District Athlete of the Week.